So we there were 300 of us on this train. We started out from Valdez or from Anchorage and or Seward, stopped in Anchorage and then kept coming and we jumped the track just on the other side of Hurricane Bridge. That's Healy or Curry. So they had two flat cars on there with some iron on it. I don't know, rails, I guess. So they loaded all us 300 people on these two flat cars, disconnected it from the train in which had jumped the track, took us on into Curry, and dumped 300 of us into a little roadhouse there that didn't have room for 50. Oh, geez, what a night. Well, we spent the night there, and the next day, why, they got the thing back on the track, and we started out. We got to Indiana okay then, and that was in May, and the ice was pretty solid yet at Indiana, although the water was running along the edges, and they had a kind of a ramp down onto the ice. We had to walk down on the ice, and we had to walk across the ice. And there's a little fish camp down there now, I noticed, where we got off the ice. And a narrow gauge train came into there. We got aboard it. 9 o'clock that night, we were in Fairbanks. And I went to Nordale and spent the night or two in Nordale. And then I couldn't hack that too much, so I rented a little cabin up on 6th Street. Lived in that. I went to work for the Independent Mill for a while, then over to Sampson. I stayed there for 3 years. And while I was at the Sampson, while I got to work on Hubert Wilson, or Sir Hubert Wilkins' airplane. It was a tri-motor Fokker. And I busted it up there, and the field was over on the corner of Gaffney and Cushman Street right now, where the NC or where the Sears Roebuck building as it goes, right just kind of south east across that way. Had a field in there. And they bought these airplanes in. There were two of them, and they set them up, and they flew that tri-motor, and the first landing, I think the guy didn't. It was kind of chilly. There was snow on the ground, and I don't think that the engines or anything was prepared for cold weather flying. And when they come gliding in, the engine got cold. When they poured a coal to it, they were coming in too low. But engines quit, one of them anyway, or two of them maybe. And he hit a little fence and upset and he didn't upset. He knocked the landing gear off. That's what it was. Then it slid along, went up on its nose, and broke the motor mount in the front.